This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, then we should get on the move then. Are you okay with making way to the college?
Unless there is a wizard in the town's employ here.
Okay, well, we can find
try
that out.
First since we're here.
Yeah, because the suit, whoever we ask about these daggers they're gonna take notice. What the hell did I do with my? Let me try something before we go downstairs because I don't know how this is gonna go, and this is. I'm going to try to change into something so that I'm not walking around as my
natural self.
Yeah. I'm just going to try to change into Frederick, the nondescript human. Just going to go in basic, just something simple. I try to use my changeling ability to change into Frederick, the nondescript human. I do it as naturally as I have ever tried to before.
Okay. You have to roll a constitution check with disadvantage.
We'll do it. My highest is a 3 plus 1 is a 4.
Ooh, 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 Black Law. Ooh, it hurts.
Maybe it's not seamless. Maybe it's like the stone cracks and like fall away. Like it's like a molting.
If you are dead set on not being so it's true form, I want you to do another constitution roll. This time I will have you roll without disadvantage.
I'm just trying to do what I would normally do, like in a situation, because mm-hmm. I definitely don't want to be in my.
Yeah.
Although it might be fun to play. No. Well, I'll hold on to that. I'll hold on to that for now. Okay. Nobody wants me to ever use this again. It's a 9 plus 1, 10.
Okay. So with that, it this time it feels like someone is taking your skin and peeling it off.
Yes, I like that.
And
I like that a lot.
Yeah, like literally, you know how when you have like really dry, like warm skin and you like touch the ground and it's like you're like say your feet are like really dry and cracked and you touch the ground and it's just excruciating. Like you feel that all over your body and you feel like someone is almost ripping you apart. And when Black Claws sees you change, Black Claws sees something different. It almost looks like it actually looks like his skin is like bubbling up. Like it's like someone just poured a whole bunch of hot water on him. And there's some like bulbousy parts that get big and some are small, and you just see the the pain in his face. it probably takes like a minute, but it seems like it's like 2 years forever. How slow this is. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is me now. This is me. Oh, I need my soul. Oh, Black Claw.
That looks quite painful. Is there anything I could do to help?
No, God, no, no.
And it just like I fall over on my side, like after it's done, like ah.
Yeah. And out of the side of like one of your pant legs, the skin falls to the ground. It turns an inky black, and it sizzles and it dies away.
Oh, I hate this.
Are you okay?
I feel okay now.
Good, good.
But I don't feel great about anything in particular.
Let me help you up. And, you know, puts a hand on you to.
Okay. I stand up. I dust myself off.
will you be okay to get around?
Yeah, I think I can. I think I'm fine. I think I'm fine. I think that's just me now. You know. Whenever I want to change, I think
rats don't do that.
I mean,
at least for now.
It's so much of who I am. It's almost, he kind of looks down sadly like, oh my God, it's almost everything about me. What? This is even worse than I thought.
I'm a stupid human.
I'm just like everyone else.
Looks so like looks completely for a forgettable while. Face in the mirror.
Yes, yes. Right. This can't be. I'm looking in the mirror. This can't be the last time. This can't be the last form I take. All right, that's fine. You know what? You know what? I just have to sort of reframe my thought process. I can't just be reckless with my actions, right? I can't. Because I can't just go around the corner and peel my skin off again.
Yeah, yes. Perhaps no pickpocketing, at least for the short term.
Oh, shit. I should have chosen a different one then. It's fine. You know what? All right. I'll be Frederick, the nondescript, first of his name, for a little while.
Okay. Yes. That should be fun. You won't stick out at all.
That was extremely painful.
It looked as if it was.
Right. It always just happened before. We understand this? We understand this. I just do it. Right. Okay. All right. Let's go get something to eat because I don't want to do that again.
That's fair.
Let's find this fucking wizard.
we pack up all of our shit and head downstairs for a very quick breakfast. And then I would ask at the counter if the town had a, a local wizard or if there was a, the wizard. Wizard shop, something.
Where's the wizard?
Okay, so I'm a bad GM. I'm going to ask you guys, where are you guys right now? What town are you guys in? I forget.
It's terrible. You are not that.
You're killing me.
You are not that at all.
We've been here for like 3 weeks. I don't know where we are.
It has to be somewhere, right? It has to be in these notes somewhere. I had to have taken the note. This is the place with the Goliath family. Right?
Oh, yes.
Please, God, let it be the place of the Goliath family. Kot and Bernice's daughter.
Are you guys in Quorum?
That sounds familiar, but only because that is a place.
It's a place.
Sanag sent me. Oh, I'm going back farther. Jade Canopy, Squidfried, for some reason. Wow, we've been in here for a few sessions.
Yeah.
For a while now.
So we left. We went through iCart. There was chaos there. There was a Cyclops running Quorum. Away.
You're in Quorum.
Oh, it was actually...
I thought you were.
We arrived at the Red Heart in Quorum.
Oh, yeah.
We stable our horses at the Jilted Ogre.
Sweet. Okay, cool. Good.
Oh, I also own 75% stake in Flippy Drakes. I had that highlighted.
You do. That's right. Flippy Drakes and Soot Emporium.
So this is where Cutie Pie is then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think technically this bar is where she bartends.
Yeah, it says we go back to the... No, wait. So we were at the Red Heart and Quorum is the apothecary shop. And then we go back to the Jade Canopy. We grab my stuff. There's a new person behind the counter. It's a zombie June using bug. Illusion. What?
June Bug at the Red Heart.
But I think that's where the members of the cult were. They were working out of the apothecary shop is the note that I have.
Yeah.
Oh.
And don't forget, you stole the sun. You stole Cutie Pie's blunderbuss.
I did steal Cutie Pie's blunderbuss. I do have that in my notes, or I have that on my character sheet. I've got a blunderbuss.
That might be super useful later.
Oh, I'm all okay. So that's gold. Okay.
Oh no! Get to Quorum. Go to the Jilted Ogre Inn. See the heart. Looks like an actual heart. Very earthy inside. I don't know where we are. I don't know where we're staying.
I've got a note that says, "How do you milk an almond?" She must have ordered almond milk. Okay,
right.
Yeah, Jackie. Jackie's in the back making food. We listen to the crowd. Okay, never mind. That's all. Just Cult of Holly. Yeah, so this is the same town. It's got to be Quorum.
Yes, it's Quorum.
But she's in the other town because we went there. So the info was that they were the cult was working out of the Red Heart, which actually looked like a heart. Then we went back to the Jade Canopy. We grabbed our shit and we left. We got to Quorum and we went to the Jilted Ogre Inn. So that's where we're staying.
Okay.
And we have the salt bass.
We do have that.
Nope. Salt bass is limited. The fishermen are killing each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you go downstairs to get some food. And you know, one of the waitresses finds you, and they're like, "Is there anything else I can help you with?"
Yes, I was wondering if perhaps does the town have a local wizard?
You know what? In Quorum, there's this weird edict here where wizards aren't allowed to practice. I don't agree with it, but you know, it's just that's what the mayor says, so that's what we have to stick with. Unfortunately, they can practice outside of Quorum, of course, but not within the city limits or the town limits.
Is that a new edict, perhaps, or is that been long established practice?
You know, that is just fairly new. You know, it's just something that he just all of a sudden just out of the blue was just like, well, wizards can't practice in this area. And if you do, you're going to get fined and possibly jailed.
How about before the edict? Was there anyone that you were aware of that was perhaps practicing before it?
There was, but he got pushed out.
He got pushed out.
Mm-hmm. My guess is he probably went to Citruk, probably to that wizard's college, because like I think that's like the only place right now that they're allowed to kind of congregate, but that's just rumors. I don't know for sure. I don't really go too far. I like to stay within my limits here within the town of Quorum.
Yes, sure. That's quite commendable. Best keep one's nose clean.
That's true.
Well, thank you for the information. And I slide her a gold coin.
Well, thank you, kind sir. I do appreciate it.
As do I.
Well, if there's anything else you need, you boys let me know.
If you could top up this coffee.
But of course, best coffee in Quorum. And she fills it up for you.
Ooh, do you have any milk?
Saucer.
You damn milk, straight perhaps? I got some milk. What kind of milk would you like?
Ooh, I had some of that delightful almond milk the other night.
Do you know how long it takes to wash an almond? No. she grabs the almond milk. She's got like this, like almost like this God damn it. What do they call those things? Like a thing that you tie around, like
apron
when you're doing cooking. Huh?
Apron?
Yeah, an apron. Geez, sorry. Words always escape me. If anyone's listened to me do anything, that's some of the simple
things. I like calling it a thing you tie around when you're cooking. I like that when you're doing cooking. Like it.
Everything is just a description of what it is. It's never what it is.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that's why that demon's name is none of your business. And so
I will never know that though. I will never ever know.
No, exactly. So she pulls out almond milk out of her apron or whatever. She pours a little bit for you. She's like,
she pours it in a saucer and then looks at me. And I just nod.
Yeah. She's like, you know how to treat me, right? And she's like, yes, I do.
Yeah. So when she walks away, I say, it seems as if the hooks of Mr. Beguiler have made it even as far as here.
He does seem like a fast mover, to be sure.
He did say in my dream, if that's what it was, that the plans have been in motion for quite some time. He also did say that he was the king under the king. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Well, maybe that's probably like hubris, you know?
Or perhaps he has been pulling the strings under some other guys.
Well, it was I mean, we're assuming that was him marching through Eckhart.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the true king has no right arm.
Right. So, right. I think that's probably him impersonating the king for sure.
It seems strange though that no one else took notice. Missing arm is no small thing.
I mean, with thieves, you know, it doesn't take much to distract the masses, you know, and trick them. You know what I mean?
I suppose that's true.
With falsities and what have you.
Well, it seems as if things are driving us to the Warlock School, so that must be our next destination.
Might there be a train?
Well, whatever do you mean? We have the horses.
Yes. I mean, we have, right? That's like, it has to be the next step, I would think. I wanted to approach that delicately, you know, in case Blackclaw didn't want to, you know, expose himself to that. But there's a lot of things moving at play here.
I feel as if we may not have a choice.
Have a common cause with them, if I may be so bold, at this point, right?
I would like to think so.
Yes, I think that I would think it shouldn't be so hard to convince them of that.
I don't want to say that it may be a trap. If other beings who practice magical arts are being forbidden from practice in other places, they may then be congregating at the school, perhaps, to seek some protection, common ground, come up with some plan. It could put us at some amount of risk if the trap is sprung once we have arrived at the school, if indeed that's what it is.
Like, are you suggesting that Mr. Beguiler is driving you towards the college? I don't want to do that. If you think that's a possibility.
It could be. I cannot say. That we need someone more experienced than we are.
I don't know enough about the area, because that's interesting. I didn't even consider that.
So how about this then? Would in my current situation, they don't have Streetwise anymore, which I find confusing. What kind of check would it be to, you know, would I know another magic user in, you know, perhaps where I'm from?
Like someone who you knew, someone who was like friendly with you or something that you could reasonably, you know.
Yeah, or like a wizard shop or something. Like if I needed to pick up something. Like I'm just wondering if there's like, again, there's no Streetwise, like what would be the knowledge level of like, oh, I know this is a good place to eat. Oh, I know I can pickpocket people at this place fairly easily because it's rowdy and they're usually drunk. Is there a place that I could go to pick up magical things?
Yeah. I feel like that
was
like
there.
Like a wisdom check almost.
Okay. I'm not good at that, but I'll do it.
So before you roll, you rolled. Never mind.
No, I didn't roll.
What?
You said it was no. Bad. It doesn't count.
It was bad. It was bad. Okay. It's okay. I'll let you re-roll it because I fucked up. Tell me the exact thing you want to know. Just because you said a lot of things. I want to know the exact thing you want to know before you roll.
I would love to roll Streetwise, and I can't do that anymore. What I would like to know is whether or not I have any knowledge of a wizard operating, you know, I don't know if it would be like a store or like a wizard's, like, you know, some dude in a fucking tower or whatever that's like not at the college. Like if there's anyone other than at the college, because I assume, you know, because it's a generic fantasy thing, there are people that use magic, right? Like you would know.
Can I throw a suggestion out? Yeah. If I may be so bold, because all the skills in 5e are basically just like you get bonuses based on your proficiency bonus. Would it make sense to just do an intelligence with adding the proficiency bonus?
Yeah, that was another thing I was thinking about too. You know, it's either intellect or wisdom to know exactly where these things are, you know.
Okay. I mean, look, I'm still not good at it, so it doesn't, matter.
Wisdom or which one is there? What are they both the same?
Four.
Yeah, like
to the college we go.
yeah. There's you literally are like you're thinking so hard, and it's just like there's just so many things that are happening. There's so much information that's going in and out of your brain. You're worried about Sut. You're worried about yourself. You're worried about your family. You're worried about this world, and you just can't. Like me, you just can't pull it out of your head at the moment.
So like he you know, you see him like thinking, and he says, I think off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone else. When I was let go from the college, I steered clear of most other magical practitioners, flew under the radar, as it were. Right. I feel like it might be our best bet. And again, if the pretender king, Mr. Jay Beguiler,
yes,
is putting the clamps down on those who would wield the magical arts, perhaps against his will. We perhaps wouldn't have been able to find someone who had operated anyway if they had been driven underground.
There has to be, though. I know very little of the cut. There has to be. So even if it's his ploy to draw you out by driving you towards the college itself can't possibly be on board with it, you know? So like as a whole, they must be sympathetic to like all these incoming magic users who were coming in, which you are now.
I would like to think so. It would seem to be in their best interest to draw together to provide a common front.
And maybe to understand, in which case having you there might, they could view that as a like tactical advantage.
Or perhaps a bargaining chip to be turned over if it suits their needs.
Yes, but I'm choosing to have faith in the idea that generally outlawing the use of magic is going to be regarded to them as negative, and there would be nothing that they would try to bargain with a person like Mr. J. Beguiler with, right? Like, what's he going to lift it if they give you, if they give him you? Actually, that would work, wouldn't it? All right. Bottom line, Blacklaw, if you feel like it's not worth the risk, I will drop the entire thing.
I believe we should at least give it a try.
Let's disguise you, though. I mean, right? We can get a feel for the whole thing when we go there and just kind of see what the climate is.
No, I think it would be best if we laid all of our cards on the table.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I don't agree, but I will follow your lead completely.
It has not steered you wrong thus far.
It just deadpans you.
We both look at the camera.
I would like you both to roll a wisdom check, please.
I told you I'm not good at this.
I know.
Stop asking for rolls we're not good at. So just straight wisdom.
Yes.
So I got a 14 that time.
Hey, I got a 14 too.
That's not terrible.
Nice.
Whimsical.
You both look at each other and you think, hold on, we're on the coast of the Sapphire Coast. And if we took a ship, it would probably take less time to get to Citruck than if we took it by horse.
Ship.
Yes. I just had the same thought.
That's great. Unless you think there that he's driving us to take a ship in order to stir up some sort of magical storm to sink us. We can't think that way. We'll do that to the docks.
Yes. We collect the horses and bring them with us. It perhaps would be safer indeed because we would not be traveling the roads and therefore perhaps out of his clutches, at least for now.
It's a great idea. I'm glad we had it.
Meta, since we had the evening, could we have spent some time with the daggers to try to attune to figure out what, at least what the jewel dagger was? I don't know if the other one might be like above what we're...
Yeah, we wanted to do that.
Yeah, I do remember us vaguely talking about that last time. Because we don't know what they do, right? And like mechanically, it's just a matter of attuning, which is spending time with something. But like,
how long is the boat ride?
Well, we could do it on the boat ride too, I guess.
Just so we're not like retconning too far, you know. It might have, because depending on what have happened at that, it might have affected how we moved forward after that.
Yeah. From Quorum to Citruck on horseback, it would probably take you about 3 to 4 days, depending upon lots of things, whether what you come across and stuff like that. And then I think by ship, it'd probably take you 2.
Yeah, we definitely don't have time to spare, I don't feel like.
No. I'm sorry, you said two hours?
2 days.
Two days. Yeah, I mean, we could do it on the ship.
Okay, guide to attunement rules. they come across adventures, such as wearer, wielder, magical attunement. Does attunement work? Attunement in 5e means spending time to form a bond with a magical item that requires it. Many magical items require users to attune with them before granting a character full extent of the object's powers. Basically, attunement in 5e means taking time to form a magical bond with an enchanted item. Now, some magic items have other requirements aside from attunement, such as ability to cast at least one spell or being restricted to a certain player class. The item should list these prerequisites in its description along with if it requires attunement. The point of attunement in 5e is limit the number of powerful magic items any one player characters may use. You can still use a magical item that requires attunement without attuning to, but you won't have the ability to use any of that object's magical abilities. Let's see. Must complete a short rest spending time in physical contact with the item. So we certainly could have done that. Is a short rest still an hour, or is it like 4 hours now?
I do not know.
Because that's different in 5. I think it's 4, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's 4. I think it's 4 and 8. 4 for a short, 8 for a long, I think.
So if we're on the boat, we'll have time to do it. So we don't have to, like, you know.
See, resting. I mean, unless you think we, you know, with all the other stuff going on that we didn't think about it, and then, yeah, we could just do it on the boat.
At least 1 hour.
Because I don't...
Yeah, we could... Go ahead.
I don't know that we would have spent 4 hours last night fucking with it, because it was already a long day. We burnt down a church. We murdered a dude. A lot of things going on.
And we had some really cool dreams that, like, you know, shed light on some really cool things.
1 hour. Short rest is a period of downtime at least 1 hour long.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so we'll retcon that before you guys... let's say Black Claws had to do it because Soot was just in no condition to do it back at the inn.
I am in no condition to attune to any magical daggers.
So, Black Claws, you just kind of... You study it. You kind of stare at it a little bit. And it's almost as you're, you know, when you stare too long at something and your eyes kind of like double vision everything, you know, you just kind of, it all of a sudden you feel like a soft hiss in the back of your mind. And as quickly as that happens, the dagger in your hand changes into a, almost like a metal snake almost, and it wraps around your wrist like a bracelet, and it attaches to your brace or attaches to your arm. And then you hear that hissing in the back of your head, back of your mind, and you hear a word kind of appear in your head, and it's strike. And as you say strike, the metal snake uncoils quickly and appears as a double-sided dagger in your hand. And you realize that you can, that as you're wearing this dagger as a bracelet, anytime you speak that command word, it can turn into that double-sided dagger.
So like a Darth Maul lightsaber, so like handle dagger, yeah, dagger.
Yep. Okay. Still, yep. Exactly. So just so you can write down what it is, it's called the Dagger of Cunning.
Okay.
So just like I said, when you speak that command word, it turns into the double-sided dagger. You get +2 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with that weapon.
Nice.
And then while holding it, you have an advantage on dexterity checks. And when you attack a creature that you can't see, you maximize the weapon damage dice against the target.
On a successful hit, I would imagine, right? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
This wasn't the sacrificial dagger, right?
It wasn't.
It wasn't. Okay, gotcha.
Interesting. So we would have had that conversation in the morning too then.
Yeah. Hey, that was pretty cool about that dagger.
Might turn out to be quite useful given the current situation.
Absolutely. Have that in your, as like a quick little, you can brandish it quickly. That's pretty good.
Do you think it would be better served in your hands?
I don't know. I couldn't say. I'm a little wary of daggers right now.
Ah, yes, of course.
Because of the stabbing and the...
Yes. I understood your meaning.
Yes, soul stealing and stars on my chest.
Just mutters for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, so you guys stroll up to the docks, and there's this gruff old gentleman, and he's like, "Hello, boys, my name is Sid. What can I do for you today? Looking for a ride?"
Sid, tell us your life story, please. Start from the beginning.
All right. 3 hours later, you get the whole story of Sid. And that's how I become the captain of this vessel.
Meanwhile, like, I'm looking around, make sure nobody was coming. yes, Sid, that was a wonderful story. I appreciate your spectacular rendition. We would like to book passage to Sitrock along with us, of course, and our mounts as well. We need to return them from where did we get the horses from? I don't recall.
I just had it.
Flippy's brother.
Yeah, it was before he changed its name and I bought a 70% stake. Flippy Drakes.
Flippy Drakes, yes. If we tab onto the journal, I'm sure the information will be there.
Yeah, I've tabbed onto the Flippy Drakes is what it was called, I think. Yes.
It's just I'm scrolling.
Oh yeah, here we go. 75 Flippy Drakes was the name of the place. That's the horse trader.
Yes.
So where are you guys headed today?
Oh boy.
To Sitrock.
To Sitrock? Boy, I love the town of Sitrock. Beautiful place. I can get you there in 2 days' time. Will only cost you 5 gold.
Oh, is that all? Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, business has been pretty good lately. So you know what? I'm in a pretty given mood. So I've been giving discounts all month.
Oh, well, very generous of you.
Of course. Well, if you'd like to load your horses on, I can take you right to Sitrock right away.
Oh, that is perfect. Thank you very much.
That's the best news we've received in hours.
Of course.
I'll give him the 5 gold.
Please, wow.
Five apiece. I'm sorry. I thought it was total. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming.
We give him five apiece. For sure. And he's like, oh, sorry. I forgot to tell you. It's something. It's corn policy. I just need another 2 gold for your steeds.
Of course.
Oh, actually 7 then.
Yes. My apologies. I forgot about the steed charge.
Steed charge. Yes.
Yeah, don't want to get in trouble by the mayor.
The hay is fresh, of course.
Of course. Best hay in Quorum.
Great. Thank you.
All right. If you guys want to just hop on up, don't worry about my crew. They're just cleaning up, getting ready for shoving off.
Sounds excellent. And I'll take a look around the boat. Do they look like tradespeople? Like, you know, just regular sailors?
Yeah, they look like they've been working on this ship for a while. Everything is very tight, very neat. They're all like singing to themselves, like way too loud, but also like almost in harmony. And everyone's just like getting everything, you know, really shipped up, shaped up, ready to go. Like nothing seems, you know, out of place or, you know, no trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, get ready to shove off. And then, you know, they start, you know, untying ropes, getting the sail up, that kind of thing. And as you guys kind of start to head off, you hear a loud scream, somebody kind of running through the town. You hear, oh, Sanog, I found him. He's in the forest. He's dead. Somebody killed him. Sanog. And you guys ship out.
Yeah, it's fine. I wonder what that was about.
seems a terrible business. Someone died, apparently.
Seems awful. Well, I hope they find out who did it. He shakes his head like, why?
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.